This is tape two of the Carolyn Stieber interview. When the last tape ended, we were talking about whether or not she felt or you felt that you would stay at Michigan State.
I came to a place that I'd never heard of. I went to the University of Chicago a few years after football had been abolished, so I was totally not tuned in to anything that the Big Ten stresses. I had never been here, and we did come with the condolences of everyone we knew. We were told that this was a tremendous area for hunting and fishing and all kinds of outdoor things, none of which I do or care about. And it was really unknown territory. I can say, after a good many of decades behind me, that I think it was a very fortunate move. We knew people who said that they would never leave Cambridge. Harvard traditionally does not hire its own graduates, and Jack had just finished his doctorate there. I knew quite a few people who said they can't leave, it's just too interesting there. Well, my feeling was I can go back to that area if I want to, because now I can afford to. But when I lived there, I didn't have enough money to get out of Massachusetts ever. We were counting every nickel and dime. Since we were somewhat older than other graduate students and had two children, I have never regretted coming here. I found Michigan extremely interesting politically, and within 6 months I was working in something that I found that I loved and had never considered doing. There was a school system here in the primary grades which people seemed to think was pretty good, whereas nobody thought the schools were good in the Boston area. And it was just a tremendous change for us, and I could give these two little girls the freedom of the town here in a way that I could never do in a very large city. I like Massachusetts, and I like Boston, and oddly enough, I have a daughter who lives there now, but I have never, ever regretted coming here.
In looking back at your career at Michigan State, is there anything that stands out as most important? I know it might be a tough question, but...
Well, I suppose being appointed the ombudsman changed my life very much. And when I said goodbye to President Wharton, that was what I said to him, that you changed my life. I found that it opened a tremendously interesting world, and because I am interested in political science, I am interested in government ombudsman, and I have written some things that have to do with government ombudsman, and many of the most interesting meetings that I personally have been to in Buenos Aires, in Australia. Just now in Oslo, I visited the ombudsman's office for Norway. I've written some things. I've met and very much profited from the knowledge of that wider world of government ombudsman. And I have belonged to their organizations for years, as well as the university and college people. So I think it just led me into a wider world than I had been in before. And I think that the university is, given its size, it's an interesting place to live. And I'm one of these people who wouldn't consider going to Florida or Arizona or any other. I don't like hot weather to begin with, but it isn't that. It's just that I think it's more interesting to live in a smaller town where you don't have to navigate tremendous amounts of traffic. On the other hand, you have the the lectures, the concerts, the other activities, the library.
The Wharton Center.
The Wharton Center, all the things that come with being part of a university. And I really think that that's about the most desirable living space as far as I'm concerned. I don't spend for vacations, I like to go kind of far away. But I always like to come back.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of the project, and I really appreciate the time that you've spent and your sharing your perspective.
I probably told you more than you wanted to hear.
Not at all. Thank you.